straight out of the heartland. A voice of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is the Jake Merrick Show. The new Freedom 96.9.
Well, good morning, Oklahoma, and you awakened Oklahoma Patriot. We have made it to the end of the week. It's finally Friday.
Thank goodness it's Friday. Happy Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday already?
Thank God it's Friday.
It's casual Friday.
Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor.
Just that this morning. Got a full lineup for you. Your headlines coming to you in just a second. Got Sheriff Tommy Johnson in studio, and you're going to hear from a cool organization, the 10-7 Retreat, serving our first responders for First Responder Friday. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to a local business owner who is involved in legislation and something that is probably not on the radar for a lot of people, but I think very important. So I'm going to dig into that at the bottom of the hour. But first, let's get to the headlines.
Headlines from home with Jake Merrick on Freedom 96.9.
UFOs in Oklahoma. What were those strange lights in the sky? And then a declaration that Christ is King on the House floor. And six men arrested for kidnapping a woman in an Edmond coffee shop, stealing $250,000. All right. UFOs were spotted moving across the night sky in Oklahoma. These unidentified flying objects brought a lot of questions, but despite their drone-like appearance, they're actually Starlink satellites launched by SpaceX. So they often appear in a closely space formation in a line. Some describe it like a string of pearls flying across the sky. There we go, Dave. What is it? I have not seen these yet, and I'm bummed because I've been looking for them. But all of a sudden, they appear, probably when I'm asleep because I got to go to bed so early to get up so early to do this. I get to. But yeah, I have not seen them yet. Have you? Let me know if you've seen them. Have you seen them, Sheriff?
Drove my dad crazy.
We'll get to that in a second. these Starlink satellites, they were visible across the sky in Oklahoma. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, hey, if you know when they're supposed to show next, please let me know. Because I'll stay up late that night and just to catch them flying across the sky. All right, next up in the headlines from home, Resolution 1013. Authored by Representative Olson and Senator Jett, it's a concurrent resolution in Oklahoma that proclaims Christ is King. So it acknowledges the spiritual heritage of Oklahoma. It emphasizes the state's rich history rooted in faith and values that uplift its citizens, highlighting the significance of the phrase Christ is King as a declaration of faith for many Oklahomans. The resolution affirms the importance of religious liberty and the freedom of expression as protected by both the U.S. and Oklahoma constitutions. Also recognizing the enduring influence of the Christian faith in the lives of the state residents. So let me know what you think about this. This is, of course, passed overwhelmingly in the House. Here's the thing. If you're a Republican, are you going to vote against it? Because it won't look good at your next campaign. But it has caused a lot of questions, about is this appropriate for government in our state legislature? So it's not just the Democrats that are criticizing this, some Republicans as well. I'd love to know your thoughts on this, the declaration that Christ is King, House Concurrent Resolutions 1013. All right, wrapping up your headlines from home. Six men were arrested for kidnapping a woman from Edmond at a coffee shop, stealing $250,000 in cash from her. All right. Well, I got the man to talk about it right here in studio with me, Sheriff Tommy Johnson. Sheriff, welcome.
Welcome. How are you doing? Good morning.
I'm great. Now, I didn't get you on the mic. Have you seen the Starlink satellites yet?
No, but my father called me last night. He said, Trey, because they call me Trey, I'm the third. What is going on? There's lights from the ground to the sky.
Wow. It freaked him out, huh?
Oh, it did. I laughed. I had a chuckle.
Well, that's not the only curious thing happening in Oklahoma. We also have this major theft in Deer Creek at a coffee shop. A woman happened to be carrying $25,000 in cash.
$250,000.
Now, can you give me any details on this?
Yeah. So, one, you always want to highlight the great job that the deputies did from start to finish. When you talk about the initial response, when we got the kidnapping call, they got to the scene, assessed the scene really quickly, got the alerts out, and started making their notifications. After the notifications and stuff were made, the alerts went out, we started using technology. When we talk about technology, the Tesla vehicle has a lot of cameras on it, so right. We were able to pull images from the cameras. When we captured those images, we immediately got facial recognition software that allowed us to identify the suspect in question, or at least one of them that took their mask off. And then we used flock cameras to track the vehicle and track locations and things of that nature. Ultimately, we're grateful that they dropped the victim off on the south side of Oklahoma City, where we were able to make contact with her. But all in all, it seems like this isn't a random act. Mm-hmm. She was in the area where they were because they were at a house in Edmond illegally picking up or buying $100,000 worth of weed, and she drove by and they saw her.
There's so many things on this that we could just spend the rest of the show. And first off, the Tesla cameras catching them, I think, is interesting because we've been seeing the Tesla cameras catch all of the guys keying Teslas. And, they should know by now that Teslas have cameras. It's interesting. You'd think that the criminals would clue in.
Mm-hmm. But you know why that's so important? And when we talk about legal citizenship, because you're able to use that facial recognition software, put their image in it because they are legal citizens.
That's a good
point. You're able to pull up identification. And that's why when we talk about making sure we understand who is here, legal status, because that opportunity is afforded to us to get vindication for victims because of that.
Wow. And also the conversation of flock cameras.
Yes.
Just went last week down to Haskell County where I heard a presentation Representative Tom Gann gave on flock cameras. Not in absolute opposition to it, but simply concern about surveillance. Mm-hmm. But there is definitely an acknowledgement that it is a great technology for catching criminals, and it's proven in this case.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, not just this case. We can highlight cases all across the county where we're talking about law enforcement able to identify shooting suspects and bring people to justice just because of this flock information. Now we understand, different lawmakers and stuff have different concerns because you want to be mindful that overreach and making sure you're not invading on people's privacy. Clearly, that is something you have to be aware of and certainly bring up that fact. But the fact still remains, the goods far outweigh the bads when you're talking about what we can do for our community and keeping it safe.
It was Sheriff Tommy Johnson, Oklahoma County. Now, the men were apprehended, correct?
Yes.
Was the money recovered?
The money wasn't recovered. So these men were all from the Houston, Texas area. They were illegally buying weed here in Oklahoma, taking it to Houston, Texas, where they were selling it. All six individuals throughout the investigation were identified. Like I said, good work from the sheriff's office, from the deputies and the investigators involved. They identified everyone, worked with federal partners and county partners down there in Texas, and we were able to apprehend them, bring them back to justice.
Okay. Now, shifting gears here a little bit, you recently made a trip up to New York. It was a neat opportunity there.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I was able to go and represent the state and represent law enforcement on patrol live.
Now, a lot of people listening that they may not be aware of that show. I know that within law enforcement circles, it's very popular. Tell me about that particular program.
I will tell you, there are so many people watch this show. Nationally syndicated show. What it does is it follows patrol officers, patrol deputies across the nation on their shift. I mean, it captures everything. The calls that really don't turn into be much, and then calls that really ramp up, and you really get to truly see the behind the scenes day to day of a cop or of a law enforcement officer. And I was really there as a guest host, able to commentate on what was going on in each situation that we were talking about.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And it really highlights, I think, the attention that you've received because of your good job here in Oklahoma County, that those across the nation are looking at Oklahoma because of sheriffs like you.
I'm going to tell you, it is so flattering. I'm grateful to the community for supporting me once again for a second term, but you're 100% correct. I mean, these guys and gals, they reached out saying, hey, we see you in Oklahoma and we'd love to bring you out so you can talk about this. And I owe it all to the citizens here.
That's awesome.
I owe it all to them.
Well, we appreciate you and your service here in Oklahoma, in Oklahoma County, and we'll continue to pray for you as you serve the people here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to serve you all.
All right. It's Sheriff Tommy Johnson, and that is the wrap-up of the first segment. Got to have a big shout-out to ICS Concrete Coatings, though, helping keep this show alive and well and on the air. Go check them out at icsconcretecoatings.com and stay with me. I'm going to hear from a really neat organization serving law enforcement. It's the 10-7 Retreat, talking about taking them to the Bahamas. Stay with me. More to come right here on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Let's check out Freedom Traffic on this Friday morning. Yukon to downtown 23 minutes. Norman to downtown 25 minutes. Edmond to downtown 21 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown 22 minutes. A couple of construction projects. I-44 ramp to Airport Road will be narrowed. Also, bridge work at the Amarillo Junction and I-44 at I-35. Buckle up and drive carefully.
Will there be a Trump bump with the economy? Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com, Oklahoma's talk radio.
When life's little mishaps hit your wallet, B&F Finance, 2303 North Broadway in Oklahoma City can help. Since 1955, they've been in your corner. Credit or no credit, it's not a problem. Loans are available up to $1,920, and the first loan is 30 days interest-free. B&F Finance is a reputable, established company with 70 years of experience. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays, 8:30 to 1, 2303 North Broadway in Oklahoma City. Call 405-521-0055.
Hi, I'm Dustin, and this is Jasper. We're with Discount Garage Door. We've served Oklahoma for over 23 years, and we sincerely appreciate all of our customers for trusting us with all their garage door needs. Some out-of-state companies are trying to hit home runs on everyday jobs, so it's very important to find a company you can trust to get the job done right. At Discount Garage Door, we provide same-day service, no hidden fees, and a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. So give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Cattlemen, get ready to bid. Over 800 cattle will be sold next Friday, the 25th, at Express Ranches in Yukon. This sale will feature 160 Angus and Hereford bulls, 140 Angus pairs, and more. The Express Ranches Grass Time Sale will also have Hereford calvers, spring pairs, and open heifers, plus 100 commercial Angus fall calving heifers off the Tate Ranch. That's over 800 cattle. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale, Friday, the 25th at noon at the ranch in Yukon. You can bid in person or online. View the catalog, videos, and sort the cattle at expressranches.com.
Make the new Freedom 96.9 your first choice for the latest news and trending stories on America's comeback. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com, Oklahoma's talk radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
But I got a huge problem if you're going to hold up and burden our system with illegals that came here, obviously illegally, to commit crimes here. That's the accusation. We have our own Americans committing crimes looking for their day in court. Now we got illegals here wreaking havoc who don't care whether they're caught or not, obviously, because most likely they were committing crimes in their native country.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Local news with national impact, right here on the Jake Merrick Show on the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back. 7:19 a.m., 66 degrees outside. Looks like we may have some rain later, so get ready for that. Let's get to it.
First Responder Friday with Jake Merrick on Freedom 96.9.
We love our first responders. Appreciate all you guys out there serving so well. That's why I make time to recognize you every Friday. Brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Check them out at icsconcretecoatings.com. Of course, I just heard from Sheriff Tommy Johnson. He's still in studio with me. I'm shifting gears to Captain Dwight Durant with the 10-7 retreat. Calling to us from the Bahamas. Captain, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. How are things in Oklahoma?
Yeah, things are great. More importantly, how are things out there on the sea?
Oh, it's paradise. We've been down here since January, and the temperature and the water temperature is about 83, 84.
Stop it. All right. Now, to remind people exactly what you do, I love what you do. Tell people about it.
Well, I'm a retired lieutenant with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, stationed out of Tulsa, Troop B. My wife's a retired nurse. And when we retired, we found an outlet. We got a sailboat, and we started coming down here to the Bahamas. And my wife was thinking, you know, how can we give back? When I was on the patrol, I was a member of our officer's assistance, where if we had a family that was in trouble or injured, I would go in and be the liaison with the family. Anyway, we kind of rolled that over with her nursing. She came up with the idea of trying to start a nonprofit to bring the families of Oklahoma police officers who've been killed on the line of duty, to bring them down here for the peaceful and the wonderful place down here. So we started it. We got a lawyer and got a nonprofit going. And what we do is we identify a family from Oklahoma that has lost a loved one, a law enforcement officer. And we approach them if they agree to come. We come to their town. We meet them at the post office. We get their passports going. It's usually a mother and a couple of small children. And then they get a police escort to the airport, whether it be Oklahoma City or Tulsa, and they fly to Fort Lauderdale, where Broward County deputies meet them at the gate, take them to a limo that takes them to the Four Seasons, where they spend the night on the beach. The next day, they get on a little private plane or propeller airplane, and they fly about 250 miles southeast of Miami to a little airstrip on an island called Staniel Key, where our boat's anchored out about a mile out, and we'll dinghy in and pick them up. We'll bring them out here. We'll have a safety briefing. We'll raise their department's flag up the mast. And then for a week, that first night, we'll have a bonfire. Some local boaters will come over. And we got fireworks and s'mores, and we cook out. And then for the week, we go sailing. We go to a different island each night. We have a treasure hunt. We do a message in a bottle where they write a message to the loved one, and we send it to the outgoing tide. And just have a fantastic week. We swim with sharks and hike the mountains and snorkel and just enjoy it down here, the peacefulness.
Wow.
Now, this isn't like Nassau. This is the island that I'm on right now has no occupants. It's we're pretty far down here in these smaller islands, and each island is just so pretty. And anyway, so we do that for a week. The last night, there's a resort a few miles. The islands that we go to, usually the first morning about sunup, we'll sail north about 25 miles to a small island, and then we'll work our way back to where the airport is. And where the airport is, there's a resort. But we take them to a five-star meal that last night and celebrate them. And then we put them on a plane, and they fly back to the Ritz-Carlton, and then they fly back home.
Wow. Well, here with Captain Dwight Durant with the 10-7 retreat. I know that as amazing as that whole trip is, none of that could actually replace the loved one that they lost. And I know that healing is a big part of this whole journey in the retreat. Talk to me about that, because I can imagine as they are doing this because they've lost a loved one, but the healing, the raising of the flag, the message in the bottle, all of this in honor of the ones they've lost. Tell me about the testimonies of healing that have come from this.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Our first family, you know, we didn't know if we were doing a good thing or not. Kristen Davis, she's from Copan, up near the Kansas border. And her husband was a Washington County deputy, was killed. Well, the only time they had flown was to police week. And the children, Seth and Pearl, were 7 and 8 years old. They had never seen the ocean. And we get them down here. Of course, they had to trust us to get down here. And when she got back, she actually went on Channel 6, an interview, I think, with Lori Fulbright. And she said that before they came down here, her kids were just gloomy. They wouldn't smile. They weren't the same kids. And when they got back from our trip, she said, these kids are just like they were before their daddy passed away.
Wow. Wow.
And she said that on, we didn't, you know, on the radios or on the TV. And so we, that just validated what we were doing.
Exactly. Exactly. Now you are preparing to receive the family of Oklahoma City Sheriff Sergeant Bobby Schwartz. Now I have Sheriff Tommy Johnson here in studio with me. Sheriff, did you serve with Sergeant Schwartz?
Yes, I actually promoted him to Sergeant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So obviously a huge loss to the department, to the state of Oklahoma, to the county. And, you know, what do you think whenever you see the 10-7 retreat and their family, Sergeant Schwartz's family being brought out here because to honor his life?
You appreciate it. You know, this is a, you know, very thankless job that you do. And it's like what I tell people. It's not only the officer, the deputy that serves. It's their family as well.
Yeah.
They're equally invested. They're equally worried about them coming home every day. And then when you lose someone, certainly in the fashion that we lost Sergeant Schwartz, we're just grateful for the community embracing us. And the 10-7 retreat is just another great example of people looking out, you know, for the people looking out for them and looking out for the family. And it's just a great deal and a time for healing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Sergeant Dwight, how can the people learn more about what you do and even contribute to this and donate to this great cause?
Well, they can go to our website. It's 107retreat.org. And that on that site, there's a link to donate. And if you donate, I'll send you a challenge coin, a hat, or a T-shirt, because you're going to have to wait till I get back to the States. And that's the way to do it, the easiest way to do it. It's safe. It's easy. And you can follow us at 107retreat on Facebook and on YouTube. Now, when the family gets here, I'll make videos. And each day that they're here, I'll put out a little 10, 15-minute video so people can see, you know, what we're doing with their donation. And I also want to mention that none of the proceeds go to my wife and I or the boat. We don't pay for fuel. It is our contribution to the nonprofit. And then any leftover funding goes directly to the next family. So 100% of it goes to the families and
wow.
the retreats.
Okay. You guys go check that out. That's 107retreat.org. That's spelled out. 10 and 7 are spelled out. 107retreat.org. And you can see all the testimonies and pictures of the families that were impacted, that are being impacted by this great organization. And I'd encourage you to donate to this and contribute to the cause. Now, you are calling me right now on Elon Musk's satellite, right? On the little Starlink?
I am. Starlink came out a couple of years ago, and it's a game changer. It's, you know, for safety reasons. Used to, you would check the weather before you left the States. And, of course, you're going to be down here for months, so it's only good for 10 days, if that. And so now you can check it. You can work. There's a lot of people down here working remotely with the internet. When I download videos, I can actually download them about, 80% faster than I can when I'm back home in Oklahoma.
Wow.
So it's fantastic.
That is great. Did you happen to see the satellites the other night? We saw them here in Oklahoma, the line of satellites in the sky.
No, but I did see the booster rocket came down and landed on one of those ships when about a month ago we were over in Eleuthera, and just off the coast we got to watch it, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool! Wow.
Yeah, I also want to mention that 10-7 is the off-duty code, at least for the Highway Patrol and a majority of law enforcement. When you get on your radio, when you go on shift, you say you're 10-8. Dispatch recognizes that, and 8 hours later you go 10-7. And it's also the name of our retreat, and it's also the name of our boat. Our boat is named 10-7.
Wow. That just gave me chills just when you – because I you told me that before, but I forgot about that, the checkout signal here, 10-7. And, wow. I just thank you so much for your time here this morning, Captain. And I can't wait to hear from the family of Bobby Schwartz. I'd love to get a story on them, an interview with them when they get back to tell all about all the things they experienced out there in the Bahamas.
Yeah. And they would be willing to do it. They've told me that they want to help share the message so they can help, you know, help us for the next family.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
You just let me know and I will get you guys connected.
Okay. Let's do it. Well, thank you so much for your time, sir. You guys enjoy the beautiful day out there.
Okay. Thank you. And, nice to meet you on the radio.
Hey, nice to meet you, sir.
All right. God bless you. We'll talk to you later. It's Captain Dwight Durant with 107 Retreat. Go check him out, 107retreat.org. I'm going to go jump in my pond and pretend it's 80 degrees in the Bahamas and just float around on that. I don't know if it'll work, but I'm going to try it. All right, stay with me. Got more to come right here on The Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
The gun doesn't do the shooting. The people do. And I will always protect the Second Amendment.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump calls a deadly shooting in Florida a shame. Two people were killed, a half dozen injured in yesterday's attack on the Tallahassee campus of Florida State University. The president maintains more gun control, not the answer to this kind of bloodshed. In the president's words, the gun doesn't do the shooting, the people do. In this case, police say the person who did the shooting was a 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy. Luigi Mangione expected to appear in court today in New York City, a day after his indictment on federal charges stemming from the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The Supreme Court will hear arguments this spring on President Trump's plan to end automatic birthright citizenship. No action today on Wall Street. The U.S. financial markets are closed in observance of Good Friday. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
It looks like it will rain on your Easter parade this weekend. Forecast calling for an increasing threat of severe weather today and tomorrow with rain likely Sunday. Threat of the bad weather has forced a ceremony marking the 30th anniversary of the Murrah building bombing inside. Organizers say the ceremony at the First Church on Northwest 5th and Robinson will be first come, first served. It begins at 8:30 Saturday morning with former President Bill Clinton among those delivering remarks. Afterward, there'll be a procession across the street to the Bobbing Museum where you'll be able to pay your respects to the victims at the Field of Empty Chairs. The museum is asking that you dress appropriately for a somber occasion. An 18-year-old from Afghanistan has admitted he planned a terrorist attack on Election Day last November. Abdullah Haji Zada pleading guilty in Oklahoma City Federal Court on Thursday to charges that he and an alleged co-conspirator, Nasir Ahmed Tawidi, had weapons and ammo for the plot on behalf of ISIS. Now that he has confessed in court, Zada could get up to 15 years and a $250,000 fine, and when he gets out of prison, he'll be kicked out of the country and sent back to Afghanistan. Zada is an Afghan national, had permanent U.S. resident status. He was 17 when he was arrested, but he was tried in federal court as an adult. This news report this morning brought to you by Garfield Furniture. Great news, Garfield Furniture has what you've been looking for and much more. Visit them in downtown Enid today. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Garfield Furniture in downtown Enid is more than just a furniture store. They have all the home comforts you are searching for every room of your home, and even the outside. The exclusive Halo barbecue grills, smokers, and outdoor ovens from Garfield Furniture are the perfect addition to your patio and summer parties. Garfield Furniture will help you transform your home inside and out, from your bedrooms to your backyard. Next time you are on a treasure hunt, go to Garfield Furniture in downtown Enid. Check out more at garfieldfurniture.com.
This Saturday, celebrate Freedom Night at the Tonk, 2600 South Meridian, Oklahoma's only Nashville-style honky-tonk. Nashville recording artist Dwayne Terry and his band American Soldier pay tribute to Toby Keith.
Dwayne Terry here.
Tickets are $10 at the door. Veterans get in free. It's Freedom Night with Nashville recording artist Dwayne Terry and his band American Soldier paying tribute to Toby. Win tickets with a $50 gift card to the Tonk's Chicken Shack at 997thewolf.com. The ultimate Toby Keith tribute with Nashville recording artist Dwayne Terry and his band American Soldier, Saturday night at the Tonk, 2600 South Meridian.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Going to be a breezy day with clouds, perhaps some breaks of sun at first. Then late in the afternoon and tonight, we are looking at heavy and strong thunderstorms to push through. Hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes possible with a high of 78, overnight low 55, and then both tomorrow and into Sunday morning, we're still going to be under heavy, strong thunderstorms yet again. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm Jeff Nordine.
Things Oklahoma, right here on the Jake Merrick Show on the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back. 7:35 a.m., 66 degrees outside, and it's a beautiful morning, and it looks like we'll have some rain later. I don't know if it'll hit tonight. Looks like over the weekend we're going to get quiet a bit, so make sure you get those roofs patched up. I had to do that this week. I got a nice little sunburn to prove it. Got my roof on and ready for the rain. It can fill up my pond so I can go float in it, pretend I'm in the Bahamas now. No, I so appreciate the 10-7 retreat and what they do for law enforcement. It's easy to think that they are out there just living it up, enjoying the Bahamas, and that might be part of it. But what they do in return, serving our law enforcement, is such a great contribution. So, again, go check them out at 107retreat.org. I want to bring your attention to a few things. I'm waiting on a call in from a local business owner to talk about the Oklahoma Motor Vehicle Consumer Protection Act. We have some questions and some concerns surrounding this. So if I get that call from Mr. Davis this morning, we'll dig into this one. But first, I wanted to bring your attention to the Democrat who entered the race for governor, Representative Cindy Munson. Now, you may ask, why do I care? Well, that's a good question. Because most likely, it will be a non-factor in the general election. Of course, we'll see whoever the Democrat is, the Democrat pick in the general. However, I think we can still remain confident that the next governor will be a Republican. So, but it's good to know who's running on the other side. You just never know. So, hey, it's good that we do not take it for granted. Some of the worst things we could do is assume, you know what happens when you assume, don't assume that we have it in the bag just because we have a quote unquote supermajority here in Oklahoma. So it's good to know who's over there on the other side just in case. But Cindy Munson, House Minority Leader, she became the Democrats' first to declare her candidacy in front of the state capitol, calling for investment in education, working class tax cuts, and a referendum on the state's abortion ban. Ban. The abortion ban. So, of course, we all want to see improvement in education. And we just saw the recent report from Ryan Walters talking about those superior teachers, how we are attracting more of them and retaining more of them. So it's such a good thing, giving them better pay for better performance. So I like that investment in education. She makes that as one of her points, that we need better investment in education. I love the idea of investing more in teachers who produce. I love that. It's going to encourage, I believe, more teachers to provide top-tier education, to not hand out Chromebooks to the youth to fill up time in the classroom, but actually spend that time in the classroom teaching them the essentials, like, I don't know, how to read. It might be a good thing to figure that out before you graduate. But when we're seeing 20% of our students with below-level reading, well, there's a huge problem there. Something's not right. But I love the approach to reward performance. So yeah, let's invest in that. But oftentimes I believe that the call for greater investment is this obscure, vague dump of money into the education system, hoping, you know, what is that game? What is it, Dave? What do you, you put the little dill at the, is it plug? Well, you drop the little dill at the top and it plank. It was like on that game show. You know what I'm talking about. You have the little disc and you put it in the top and it, Plinko, there you go, Plinko. And you kind of just hope it falls into the right slot. I feel like sometimes we do that with education. Let's just dump a bunch of money over there and we'll hope it falls into the right spot. However, we're finding that it goes to these contractors, to these NGOs, and suddenly we're spending millions of dollars going a variety of different directions except towards the children. It's interesting that the bill that would require that at least 50% of the funding goes towards children, it failed in the House. I don't understand that. That seems like a bare minimum that at least 50% of the money committed towards education would go directly towards the children. But when we talk about funding and education, we don't always mean the same thing. I mentioned yesterday about the story concerning superintendents in the state. And I have some good friends. I have some really good friends who are superintendents and even former superintendents that, hey, they are top tier people and administrators, and they deserve to be paid well. But again, how is it resulting in better academic performance? And we still have to ask the question, do we need as many superintendents as we have in the state with over 500 school districts? Is there any kind of effort towards consolidation that we could move towards? Because it's not just the superintendents, it's also their assistants and their administrators, their office assistants. Yeah, now everybody's popping in saying, Plinko, Plinko. Yeah, well, you're a little late there. Dave beat you to the punch. He told me what it was. We don't want to play Plinko with the education system or even other departments like mental health. Recently, Governor Stitt spoke out about this. This has become an area of scrutiny as we are looking at the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health concerning their budget, as they seem to be facing a $43 million deficit. $43 million deficit. So Oklahoma lawmakers questioned Commissioner Ali Friesen for hours. And evidently there are many reports of financial disarray in the Oklahoma State Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. And there's outrage over provider contracts being cut or canceled. There's outrage over these provider contracts being cut or canceled. Maybe we should have outrage over the contracts happening in the first place. This is something Stitt spoke about recently, saying that we're going to clean this up. We're not going to have just contractors taking advantage of the state and using our money, taxpayer money, to fund these services that could be facilitated within the department itself. This is what Stitt had to say.
If you're in business and you can bill the state and they automatically pay that without asking questions, that's a pretty good business model. If you're in business and I can send unlimited invoices and I get paid, I bet you that some of those companies get pretty good at figuring out how to continue to bill the state. Normally, government doesn't ask these questions. But in a Stitt administration, we believe in lower government and flat budgets. And there's not an unlimited amount of funds of the taxpayer dollars. And so we're asking all those questions.
And those are the questions you have to ask. Those are the questions. I mean, this is in keeping with the DOGE agenda that started at the federal level with Musk, the deep dive into all of these bureaucratic agencies. And it has filtered down and directly impacted states like Oklahoma, who are saying, you know what? Let's do that too. Let's start digging in and exposing corruption within our own system. I love what Friesen said. She said, and that's the commissioner of the Oklahoma State Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse. She said, what this administration will not tolerate is make it look good and don't show anybody the bad. I love that statement, that we're not trying to cover up things or dress it up to make it look good. Let's just lay it out there and expose it. Especially when you have someone new like this coming into a department, there's no reason for you to cover it up and make it look good. Just say, yeah, you know what? We've been messing up for years, and now we're $43 million in debt. And it is what it is. We got to clean this stuff up. So I appreciate her honesty and her transparency there. The extent of this shortfall, according to this article from Oklahoma Voice, has been under question. Officials originally believed it was $63 million, but it was only $43 million. It was $20 million improvement, but still $43 million. And evidently, there was an attempt to use current money to pay for past debt. And so it was a constant foldover. We're just rolling it forward, this debt, instead of using the current money to address current needs. So, yeah, lots of stuff to work out there. It looks like it is a genuine mess in the mental health department. And, well, Stitt had this to say as he continued talking about this effort to clean up our government agencies.
How can we actually take care of mental health, get homeless off the street, get them the help they need? Let's remember, that's the big picture here, right? It's why do we still have homeless people in Oklahoma City and Tulsa and other communities when we're spending $800 million on that? What are those nonprofits doing? Other states do things differently. We spend a lot of money per capita on this mental health issue, and we're asking some tough questions right now to make sure it's done efficiently, and we're good stewards of the taxpayers' money.
That's what it's all about, and maybe even taking less of the taxpayers' money. How about that? Now, one of my issues with declaring Christ as King, I obviously, as a man of faith, as a Jesus follower, unashamed, I'll say that anywhere, anytime. But I have a problem when the House declares Christ is King, yet continues to rob people of their money. Can we do this both at the same time? Are we going to continue taking people's money forcefully, yet we're going to say, yeah, we love Jesus? I don't know. There seems to be a bit of hypocrisy there. So let's talk about that a little bit later. And also, Melissa Capps has announced her candidacy to serve as Oklahoma State Auditor. We need a good auditor for all of these reasons we've been talking about. So stay with me. Got more to come in a minute. But first, a big shout out to Old Glory Bank. You're America First Bank. You're MAGA Bank. And I love it because they prioritize Main Street, not Wall Street. You can go check them out at oldglorybank.com to find out more. The pro-America bank owned by Main Street, not Wall Street. That's what they say right on their homepage. Go check them out. OldGloryBank.com. Stay with me. Got more to come right here after the break. Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom. Traffic. We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Let's check out Freedom Traffic on this Friday morning. Yukon to downtown 23 minutes. Norman to downtown 25 minutes. Edmond to downtown 21 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown 22 minutes. A couple of construction projects. I-44 ramp to Airport Road will be narrowed. Also, bridge work at the Amarillo Junction and I-44 at I-35. Buckle up and drive careful.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on your way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hey, Oklahoma, ready to transform your concrete? This is Jake Merrick with The Jake Merrick Show. ICS Concrete Coatings has you covered.
Steven Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings.
Now, what are you doing the most of these days?
Ton of garages, residential man caves, and barn dominiums and stuff like that are a big part of our business.
They are the experts in durable, stylish concrete coatings for driveways, patios, and more. Their top-notch finishes resist wear, weather, and stains. Perfect for Oklahoma's tough conditions.
It doesn't get hot. It's UV resistant, comes with a lifetime manufactured warranty. So,
and the manufacturer warranty is key.
Yes, sir.
You can go straight to the manufacturer.
It's a great product. 99% polyurea based product. Comes with a lifetime manufacturer's warranty. It's protected for life.
I love it. ICSconcreteCoatings.com. Go there. Fill out that form. They'll come out and give you that free estimate.
ICSconcreteCoatings.com.
Check out the Pentec coating. And if you're thinking about pouring a slab for a new shop, they can help you out with that too.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. It's Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings.
Thank you.
This Saturday, celebrate Freedom Night at the Tonk, 2600 South Meridian, Oklahoma's only Nashville-style honky-tonk. Nashville recording artist Duane Terry and his band American Soldier pay tribute to Toby Keith.
Duane Terry here.
Tickets are $10 at the door. Veterans get in free. It's Freedom Night with Nashville recording artist Duane Terry and his band American Soldier paying tribute to Toby. Win tickets with a $50 gift card to the Tonk's Chicken Shack at 997thewolf.com. The ultimate Toby Keith tribute with Nashville recording artist Duane Terry and his band American Soldier, Saturday night at the Tonk, 2600 South Meridian.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Democrats think that all demographic subgroups think alike. They think that all gay dudes think the exact same, that every black man and woman thinks the exact same, that every Hispanic man and woman thinks the exact same. One of the most racist things I've ever seen.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Talking about things that matter to you, your community, and Oklahoma. The Jake Merrick Show, the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back. Last leg of the show this morning, 7:50 a.m., 66 degrees outside. And I'm here next with Brian Davis, a local business owner, talking about some legislation he has his eyes on. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing great, man. We're rocking and rolling here this morning. Now, you are looking at this bill. You have some concerns. Senate Bill 641. And before we get to that, tell us a little bit about yourself. You are in the collision repair industry, correct?
That's correct. I'm in the collision industry, yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, I'm representing OCAVA, which is the Oklahoma Auto Body Association. We're 2 years into our 3 years into our path. And just really trying to help the industry and protect the consumers.
Absolutely. Recently, not too long ago, had Jessica Stegner on, president of OCAVA, talking about what they're doing in the industry. And there's been some eyes on the Capitol because there's some legislation that's directly impacting you guys. And I think that why the general public should be concerned is because I believe this represents some overreach of the government into industry, trying to dictate how businesses should be operated without, it seems, considering those who know it best, like you.
Yeah, you know, we definitely have some pauses and cons on both sides of it, but we're really looking at it as a just trying to make it a better situation for everybody. There's overreach on it, no matter where you go, but there's overreach, but we're just really trying to make it a better solution for everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's look at this bill, Senate Bill 641. Now, this bill did not originally have this language, right? Is this another example of language being stripped and replaced with something else?
Yeah, this was started out in one section, and it was removed, and then now it's put into 641. There's some language in there. We've been working with them over the past couple of years to try to make the language better than it is. They've added some of our language. Most of the language we've added, they haven't added in there, but we are working with them. But it's been a very slow process.
So this is carried by Paxton in the Senate, Tedford in the House. It has
yes,
to do
correct.
With storage, correct? This is talking about storage and total loss bills for your industry?
Yes, that's correct. When a vehicle is totaled and we have it on the property, there's two different avenues, of whether it's an ICE vehicle or an EV vehicle. And the current section that we're working on with them is the EV side of things, talking about how dangerous it is on dealing with an EV vehicle after being involved in a collision, with the battery being concussed, and what the process is, what we have to do to maintain safety for our employees and the consumers with the batteries catching on a thermal a thermal runout, meaning catching on fire and the car goes into flames. They say that you have to have a 50-foot radius around the vehicle, which is 15 meters. And right now, it takes up more production to have an EV because of the safety factors. You're not allowed to have as many cars around your shop or and whatnot.
And so does this bill dictate how many EVs you're able to store, those EVs that have been totaled?
Yeah, it will. As we push the bill towards to follow OEM requirements, the requirements say that you're only allowed to have 50, but it only wants to allow one parking spot worth of fees. And so we're really trying to work with them and get compensated for the overall space, the area, what it takes, so that once we have an EV on the property and it's been in the quarantine phase, you have to have less cars on the property in that area. And so we're trying to work with them to get that spacing, to add the language added in there.
Okay. Now,
and a lot of shops won't have, you know, a lot of shops in different rural areas and in the city have different spacing obligations because of what their property is and where they're located. And so it's hard to put everybody in the same bucket and say, well, this is just this one fits all. There's so many different avenues when you look at a vehicle and what it actually takes, because every accident is different. Every car is different. And they need something different each time they're in an accident.
Okay. Here with Brian Davis talking about, he's representing OCABA. Tell me again what OCABA stands for.
The Auto Body Association. Auto Body Association.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Oklahoma Auto Body Association. And we're looking at... Yeah, right. We're looking at Senate Bill 641. Now, I'm reading at the language of the bill right here in front of me. It says, the maximum daily storage rate allowed to be charged by an auto body repair shop for a motor vehicle total loss for each calendar day for the first 10 calendar days the vehicle is in possession of the shop shall be $39 for all motor vehicles of any size, including marine vessels, and $78 for fully electric vehicles with collision. So here's the thing, Brian. Should this be in state statute that you can only charge so much? I mean, why is the state dictating how much you charge for storage?
They're saying that there was some bad actors in our state, and they were charging exorbitant fees to insurance companies and to consumers for delays in the repair process. And in that repair process, that means that includes the insurance portion piece of getting the claim handled in appropriate time as well. So it's all insurance and body shop time that has that vehicle. And soon that we've gone through this over the last couple of years, those bad actors are no longer involved. They've either sold their business or they've been acquired by another business. And so the market has kind of leveled itself out.
Exactly. That's the point, is can't the free market weed that out? That's kind of the point of the free market, is those bad actors, people stop doing business with them. Insurance companies drop them. And so why does the state need to get involved?
That's a good question. Only thing I can do is try to make it better for as we go forward. I don't think that I'm going to get all the answers.
Yeah.
But what we do is we want to try to make it better for the way it stands currently.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, I appreciate your time this morning bringing attention to this and bringing insight from within the industry, representing OCABA, the Oklahoma Auto Body Association, talking about Senate Bill 641. Brian, I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate you.
You bet. Have a great one. Well, that just rubs me the wrong way, and I don't like the state stepping in telling us how much we can charge. Hey, if you want to charge $4,000 a day to store a vehicle, charge it. And if it has to go to court, let the courts decide or let the insurance decide. But I don't like statutes and the state deciding what a local business can do. I have a problem with that. Let me know what you think. Am I off base? Does the state need to get involved here? I don't know. Let me know. Jake at freedom969.com. All right. Remember, we have the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon coming up. It is April 25th through the 27th. But before that, we have the Ride to Remember Poker Run, April 19th. So that's an awesome thing. You can look at rtrokc.com to find out more. Also, remember the OK GOP state convention's coming up just around the corner, May 3rd. Registration from 7 a.m. to 9:30, Crossroads Church, Shields Boulevard, Oklahoma City. Find out more there at OKCGOP.com. Stay with me. Hey, I'm going to be back tomorrow. See you then.
Just from a political standpoint, you never interfere with your enemy when he's kicking his own ass.
The Jake Merrick Show is a product of Freedom 96.9. All content is the property of Champlin Broadcasting, and use of the broadcast without consent is prohibited.